Audio test for microphone number one. Audio test for microphone number two. The final day of the 2022 Carolina League season is among us as the 74-55 Fredericksburg Nationals and the 64-65 Salem Red Sox meet for game 130 on the season. But first, with Major League Baseball, minor league baseball, its clubs and players, we pay tribute to those that lives were lost on September 11th, 2001. And those who died from illnesses obtained at Ground Zero. We honor them with the pledge that we shall never forget. Hunter Dobbins getting the start on the mound today for the Salem Red Sox. He will be looking for his first win of the year. We'll talk to him. We'll talk about him later on. But first, let's get you the Fredericksburg Nationals starting lineup. The right fielder, number three, Jacob Young, leads things off, followed by the second baseman, number eight, JT Arruda. Center fielder, number 35, James Wood, bats third in the order, followed by the cleanup hitter and designated hitter, and number 11, Will Friesel. Left fielder, number 26, TJ White, bats fifth, while the third baseman, number 13, Sammy Infante, bats sixth. Catcher number 7, bats 7 with Geraldy Diaz. First baseman number 17, Brandon Bossier, bats 8th. And in the round of the order, it's a shortstop number 21 and Christopher De La Cruz. As mentioned, Hunter Dobbins looks to get his first win of the season, 0-4 so far, making a 17th start for the Salem Red Sox this season with a 4.97 ERA. 67 innings underneath his belt. He's given up 76 hits, 37 earned runs. He has walked 20 batters and has struck out 68. but an outline performance of Hunter Dobbins is his opponent's batting average, a .293 this season for the Salem Red Sox starter. The team average is at a .248, so he tries to end 2022 on a little bit of a high note. It is a cloudy, maybe gloomy day here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but hey, we're still in playing baseball on this final day. And the first pitch time is at 7:06 p.m., high inside for ball number one against Jacob Young. And we welcome you guys inside the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. My name's Andy Losey. And the 1-0 pitch goes low and beneath McElveny to the right side for ball two. Our game time temperature today here at Salem is around 74 degrees. Might have a light drizzle here or there in today's game, but hopefully we stay dry throughout the night. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Young. A fastball high and inside for ball three. And Jacob Young was slated to start on Friday night, but was replaced for James Wood. Returned to the order today for Fredericksburg. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Fastball will miss low for ball four. And the first four pitches of the day by Dobbins all missed the zone. And it's a leadoff free pass for Jacob Young. With Young aboard, it brings up JT Arruda, the left-handed hitting shortstop. Whereas number eight for the Fredericksburg Nationals has a batting average of a .277 as Dobbins will pick off attempt at first, but not in time as Young slides underneath Miller's tag. Our umpire crews today, it's Christopher Jenke behind the plate calling balls and strikes while Juan Gomez is out on the base paths. Here's the first pitch, chopper to the right side. It will bounce foul off to the right side of the first base foul line. So an 0-1 count for JT Arruda. Today, the Salem Red Sox are wearing their red baseball uniforms with the blue Red Sox going across the front of the uniform and the blue numbering on the back. They're rocking the white baseball pants with it as well. 0-1 count. Dobbins with a long look in, kicks and fires away, and Ruda slaps his foul to the screen behind the plate. They're going with their normal Salem Red Sox cap as well, the dark blue cap with the red S on the front. And meanwhile, the Fredericksburg Nationals, we'll get to the uniform in a second. Very funny of what had to happen moments before the game began. 0-2 pitch, but first in a pickoff attempt at first, and once again, Young slides in. The Nationals were actually wearing their red baseball uniforms as well, with the white lettering going across the front and the blue numbering on the front and back, but you can see why that would be a problem today. Young takes off on the 0-2, and Arruda slaps his foul down the left field side. It will bang off the general admission seating, and Arruda stays at an 0-2 count. So they switched up their baseball uniform. They now have the all-gray baseball uniform with the red Fred Nats going across the front of the jersey, the blue numbering on the front, and the red numbering on the back. Young takes off, 0-2 pitch. Arruda will slap this one up towards the middle. Shortstop Ravello can't get the tag at second, but gets the throw down to first in time for the game's opening out. Just a step away from getting the double play. And if Young did not take off at first base there, it would have been a 6-3 double play. But instead, the Salem Red Sox do get that first out of the game on a fielder's choice. So the Nationals have their first runner in scoring position tonight. 0-0, top of the first inning here on MILB.TV. It's now James Wood at the plate who looks to get his first hit of the series. He takes the first pitch, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle for a called strike one. Also with the Nationals today, they're going with their traditional ball cap as well, a two-tone with a red top to the cap and a blue bill going around and a white cursive F on the front. 0-1 pitch, Wood will tap this foul, and it hits off of McElveny, but he looks to be okay. And Dobbins once again with a nice 0-2 count lead on a Fredericksburg batter. Wood back out in center field today for Fredericksburg. We mentioned with Jacob Young earlier in his at-bat that Wood was a last-minute replacement on Friday. 0-2 pitch, Wood will pop this up down the third base side, but it will make its way out of play right over by the Roanoke Times Pavilion. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, 401 the straightaway center. Those are the dimensions here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. All year long, they have not changed one bit. 0-2 count, pitches on the way. Wood check swing upstairs, but he holds off for ball one. Not much wind in the ballpark today. Half mask is the American flag. It has been for the last few days because of Queen Elizabeth II's passing, but today for the September 11th attacks, 21 years ago. And now 1-2 count, but Dobbins will step off the rubber as he looks at Jacob Young. A very speedy base runner for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Was able to beat out the slide to second before the double play was turned. Now he takes off towards third. Wood is going to foul tip this one. And McElveny could not make the catch behind the plate. So we'll stay at 1-2. Fans continuing to file in here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Oh, there's some Sunday morning activities coming to a close and people turning towards the ballpark. One last chance to catch the Salem Red Sox here in 2022. 1-2 pitch. Wood will chop this foul as it rolls over by the Nationals dugout. And Wood continues the battle here. For those just tuning in, 0-0 is our score. Not a single hit just yet, but Jacob Young with the leadoff walk. And now he finds himself at second base. 1-2 the count, but first Dobbins is going to turn off and look towards second. And now he will return to the rubber. Wood has battled off the last two pitches and fouled them on 1-2 counts. Dobbins will kick and deal the 1-2, and this spikes into the glove of McElveny behind the plate. And the count evens up at 2-2. Wood struck out in all three of his at-bats on Friday night in what was a Salem Red Sox 4-2 win. It snapped their five-game losing streak. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, will miss just upstairs. And James Wood thinks it's ball four, but instead it's a 3-2 count. The battle was so long at the plate that James Wood thought he had ball four. But it was a 2-2 pitch. And it missed upstairs at ball three. We'll give credit to James Wood, though. It's been a lengthy battle. This is the ninth pitch of the at-bat between Hunter Dobbins and James Wood. Runner goes, and Wood will take it outside for ball four. Young will get the third with no contested throw from McElveny. And the Nationals have runners at first and third with one away here in the top of the first. So a couple of walks by Dobbins starts off his day. And now he has to worry about Will Friesel, the designated hitter of the Nationals. With Young at third base and Wood at first. With only one out, first pitch, Friesel will hit this towards the left side. It goes over for a base hit. Young scores from third, Wood into second, and Will Friesel gives the Nationals an early 1-0 lead with his one-out RBI single. Was just a matter to mention that Hunter Dobbins usually doesn't walk this many batters to start off the day, but here comes his first hit. Which has been more of the problem for Dobbins this season and trying to control the batters. So we'll have pitching coach Nick Green jog out to the mound to join alongside Daniel McElveny. And this gives us a chance to take a look at the Salem Red Sox defense on this final day of the season. Alan Castro is out in left field. Eduardo Lopez out in center field. Wong Chacon is out in right field. John Frank Salazar is at third base. Luis Ravello is shortstop. Abram Leandro is at second base. Tyler Miller is the first baseman for the Red Sox. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat to T.J. White, and it's into the zone at 94 for a called strike one. So some things to look at there. Abram Leandro getting his first start at second base. And here's the 0-1 pitch, a soft chopper with the left side. Ravello gloves it, tosses it back to Leandro, throw to first, and it's not in time. Both runners are safe as Ravello tried to flip it into the glove of Leandro. And we just talked about him being his first game at second base. He never got the foot on the bag. So Friesel safe in the second. And safe at first base is T.J. White. So what looked as if could have been the inning-ending double play, and instead it loads up the bases as James Wood is at third, and now Sammy Infante steps to the plate. First pitch, soft chopper over towards the left side, no man's land. John Frank Salazar charges in, fires a bullet to Miller in time to first for the second out of the inning. But it's enough by Sammy Infante to bring home James Wood, making it Fredericksburg 2, Salem 0. And now Will Friesel moves into third, T.J. White at second, and Geraldy Diaz making his way to the plate. So it's always particular to look at the style of play for plays like we just saw with Abram Liendo not able to get his foot on the bag. That would have been enough for the second out as Diaz takes the first pitch low and inside. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Fredericksburg Nationals are trying to end off the regular season in a high note, and they have a great start to back it up. A nice 2-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox as we make our way to the bottom of the first inning. Alan Castro, the left fielder at wearing number 22 for the Red Sox, will lead off the inning. Center field number 15, Eduardo Lopez, bats second. Designated hitter number 26, Roman Anthony, bats third. We have the cleanup hitter and first base number 14, Tyler Miller. Right field number 24, Juan Chacon. And the catcher number 11, Daniel McElveny, batting six. Is Jose Atencio at the mound, and his first pitch is missed upstairs for ball one. Shortstop number 40, Luis Ravello, bats seventh. Third base number 3, John Frank Salazar, bats eighth. And the second base number 6, Abram Liendo, will round out the order. On the 1-0 pitch, Castro will swing and miss for strike one. The switch hitting left fielder starts in left-handed batter's box. 1-1 pitch, and Castro will take this one. It catches the upstairs inside corner with a called strike two. A little bit of a drizzle coming down here at the ballpark at Salem. Should be nothing too bad, though. Not expecting heavy rainfall today. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Castro. He will foul this one over the netting down the third base side, and it will land in the general admission seats and will stay at 1-2. It's only fitting that our season ends on a rainy note, as it began on a rainy note back on April 8th against the Hill. Weren't too loud either. But Castro will get the leadoff walk. And that's a fitting note today to end all the season. Didn't realize I was going to get a souvenir. So now it's Eduardo Lopez at the plate. He takes the first pitch for a called strike one. The drizzle's a little bit constant right now. Wonder if that will change how Jose Atencio will come to pitch. The 0-1 pitch, he looks to be pretty good, though, as he fires a fastball down the middle for a called strike two. 2-0 Fredericksburg lead. Alan Castro will lead off this game with a walk. And now we'll see what Lopez is able to do. Down 0-2 in the count. Atencio with the kick, and Lopez will drive this down the third base side. It will land in the seats and will stay at 0-2. 2-0 lead for the Fredericksburg Nationals over the Salem Red Sox. An RBI single by Will Friesel, and then a fielder's choice by Sammy Infante scored that second run. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Lopez, hard hit ball, right side, base hits. Crashes its way through the infield. It's scooped up by Young, and turning towards third is Alan Castro. So similar to what the Nationals had in the top of the first inning, the Red Sox have it here with runners on the corners with nobody out and the designated hitter of Roman Anthony coming to the plate. Good piece of contact there from Lopez. Ripped it right by Brandon Bossier at first. And JT Arruda at second. And now a chance for Anthony, who has five RBIs this season, to make something out of this. First pitch is missed upstairs for ball one. This gives us a chance to take a look at the Fredericksburg Nationals defense. We have T.J. White out in left field, James Wood in center field, Jacob Young out in right. We'll get to the infield after this 1-0. Actually, at Jose Atencio, he's making his eighth start of the season, and Man, he's been a part of a lot of decisions. Out of the seven prior games that occurred, six of them have gone for Anticio as a decision. He is 4-2 this season. He has an ERA of a 3.58 through his 32 and two-thirds innings of work. He's allowed 27 hits, 13 earned runs, and this first pitch to Tyler Miller is a slow rolling on the third base side, and it's called foul by Christopher Jahnke. Just to the left of the third base back, it took a spin at the last moment that went against Tyler Miller. And all the runners will have to move back clockwise, as Castro would have scored easily from third, and Fonte might have been able to get a double play out of it. We'll never know, though, as it's just a rolling strike one. And now an 0-1 pitch on the way. Fired away, and this one will be just outside for ball one. So both teams getting some great looks in the opening inning of today's action. And here's the 1-1 pitch, and Miller swing and a miss on a breaking ball as it hits the glove of Diaz for strike two. Miller's a great batter for the Salem Red Sox when it comes to power. 13 home runs this season, on the cusp of 60 RBIs. But that's 214 this year. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Atencio gets his first strikeout of the day. It's against Tyler Miller in a big-time situation as he gets him on a swinging strike three. So Miller couldn't break through. Maybe Juan Tacon can. The right-handed hitting right fielder did not play in Friday night's win for the Salem Red Sox. He only has one RBI this season, but can add to that total right now. First pitch fired away by Anticio is in the zone, or should I say low of the zone, for ball one. Anticio is going to have to dig himself out of a hole here, loading up the bases with nobody out. Now that he gets something on the dirt, though, he could get out of the inning. 1-0 pitch, and it's taken by Chacon. It's a good one taken on as it misses below the zone for ball two. And this is the situation we have right now where Christopher Jahnke has got to get new baseballs every time up with the drizzle coming down. The good news is, though, taking a look out there, it appears that it's stopped for the moment. 2-0 counts. Atencio will fire away. This is skied up to the right side of the infield. Could be playable for Bossier, who charges in, calls everyone off, and makes a catch in foul territory for the second out of the inning. A big second out for Atencio and the Fredericksburg Nationals. It was Diaz that ripped off the face mask, but Bossier, all the way from the traditional first base spot, made the catch about 5 feet to the right of that first base foul line, and the ball only went about 15 feet forward from home plate. So great ground cover there for Bossier. And now two outs with Daniel McElveny. First pitch on the way, and this one's missed low and inside for ball one. So Salem with this golden opportunity to get back in this game after being down by two. And they've gone back-to-back outs. 1-0 pitch, McElveny will take it as it catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Well, Daniel McElveny joined the Salem Red Sox in early August, has 9 RBIs for Salem, a batting average of a 174 on the year. Here's the 1-1 pitch, McElveny will take it, and it misses low for ball two. I mentioned how the rain stopped, well, it came right back. Sorry if I jinxed anything there. The whole Nationals dugout is sitting underneath the cover in their dugout. Here's the 2-1 pitch to McElveny, and this is missed low for ball three. So a couple of good takes by Daniel McElveny has him in a position where if he is able to see ball four, well, then he will get the first RBI of the night for the Red Sox. Hitter's pitch of 3-1. It's fired away, and McElveny will take it the whole way. And it's a 93-mile-per-hour fastball that's right down the middle for a called strike two. Well, this is where it gets the term payoff pitch. Either you get strike three for Atencio to get out of the inning or ball four to drive in a run. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Fastball misses upstairs for ball four, and it's going to be the latter. As Daniel McElveny picks up his 10th RBI of the season, it's a full count walk, and it now is 2-1 Fredericksburg over Salem. Atencio thought he had strike three. He began to walk towards that first base dugout of the Nationals. But instead, he's going to have to get out this inning against Luis Ravello. The left-handed hitting batter will step in and take the first pitch for a called strike one. Ravello is actually a switch hitter for the Salem Red Sox, but he is starting in the left-handed batter's box against the right-handed pitcher of Atencio. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ravello will pop this up down the third base side, hooking foul, and makes its way out of play. Kid almost came down with the catch. So Atencio with a good recovery right now, as he's been able to get an 0-2 count against Luis Ravello. 2-1 is our score. The Nationals lead the Red Sox, bottom of the first inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing, going to miss strike three, as Ravello tried to bite the high heat, but he could not connect. And the Red Sox strand the bases loaded here in the bottom of the first inning, but they did pick up a run back in their favor off a Daniel McElveny RBI walk. Dobbins will come out for another inning of work. We go to the second. It's 2-1 Fredericksburg over Salem. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Both teams using seven batters in the first inning to play, but it's the Fredericksburg Nationals that lead the Salem Red Sox 2-1 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, we'll go 8-9-1 for the Nationals to start off the second. Braden Bossier, the left-handed hitting first baseman, takes the first pitch for a called strike one that catches the zone. Dobbins a little rough first inning, trying to bounce back here in the second, and his 0-1 pitch is missed low for ball one. Usually when Dobbins has a rough start, he's able to recover in the later innings. We'll see what he's able to do today by fighting the conditions. 1-1 pitch, Bossier fouls this one back, and the count is 1-2. We still have some rain falling down here at Salem. Some umbrellas opened, as you probably can tell on the video stream on MILB.TV. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Bossier. A hanging curveball is sent deep out towards center field, but calling everyone off is Eduardo Lopez, and he makes the catch as he shades a bit to his right. So a fly out eight if you're scoring to start off the second. And now we will see Armando Cruz that comes to the plate. You see the big board out here has Chris De La Cruz and has his picture, but he has shortstop number 5 written on our right center scoreboard. So it is Cruz that takes the first pitch high and upstairs for ball one. There are two Cruzes on Fredericksburg. You have Christopher De La Cruz and Armando Cruz. 1-0 pitch to Armando Cruz is missed inside for ball two. We have seen more of Armando Cruz this week for the Fredericksburg Nationals, a recent call-up, and the 2-0 breaking ball is in the zone for a called strike one. So originally, we were supposed to play seven games this week between these two sides, and the 2-1 pitch is in there for a called strike two, another fastball by Dobbins. But the doubleheader game was canceled as the 2-2 pitch, and Cruz sends us out towards right field. Diving in hot is going to be that baseball right in front of Juan Chacon, and it's a one-out single for Armando Cruz, and it caps off our first time through the order. So the first run-through for Dobbins and the Red Sox, they give up two base hits to Will Friesel and Armando Cruz. They walk two batters, and they give up two runs. So now it's Jacob Young for the second time today, and he takes the first pitch, a fastball at 91, for a called strike one. But when Fredericksburg clinched the division on Tuesday night, we looked at that doubleheader and we said, we don't need to remake a Salem at Fredericksburg doubleheader at Salem, as the pickoff attempt at first is not in time for the diving Cruz. But yesterday's game was for a completely different reason. It's a rainy day all day long here in Southwest Virginia. 0-1 pitch, Young grips this up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Charging is Lopez. He'll glove it up so he can hold Cruz at second. But Jacob Young knocks a single, and now it's back-to-back base hits for the Nationals with JT Arruda coming to the plate. Some Salem players are braving it out, the rainy conditions on the third base line. Still some of their heads peaked up above the guardrail in their dugout. But the Nationals, they are all underneath the dugout cover. First pitch on the way to Arruda. That breaks into the zone for a called strike one. And we've had a really steady drizzle since the top of the first inning. Some fans staying in their seats, though. As the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss by Arruda, and the count goes to 0-2. I would want to say that it's coming down a little more consistent now, but really haven't seen all too much of people heading towards the concourse covers just yet. That's my indication of when it's hard or not. 0-2 pitch on the way to Arruda, and this is above the letters for ball one. Last time up, JT Arruda hit a fielder's choice ground out to Luis Ravello. He tried to make the double play by stepping on the bag and throwing it towards first, but he was only able to get the latter option. 1-2 count, Dobbins steps off the rubber and turns around and takes a look at Cruz, but no throw ever made towards second. Been a tough go for Dobbins, thinking and worrying about those base runners as he has two here with one out in the top of the second. 1-2 pitch by Dobbins, a hanging curveball sent straight up to the air. Out to shallow center field, Luis Ravello at the edge of the outfield grass will make the catch for the second out of the inning. Big out for Dobbins and the Red Sox as JT Arruda sent aside for the second time today. But now a powerful bat of James Wood will make his way to the batter's box. The left-handed hitting center fielder comes into today's game as the number 3 Washington Nationals prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. First pitch, Wood will send one blasting down the left field line and over to the seats for strike one. A .295 batting average this season for Wood. Two home runs, 16 RBIs by three. And pitching coach Nick Green will jog out to talk with Hunter Dobbins. And a tough time for Dobbins out there. Not only is he giving up these base hits, but he also has to fight the conditions that are present here at Salem. And these are the rainy conditions. Nothing too hard, but a constant drizzle over time will elapse to it being tough to grip that baseball. And especially a long inning like this. No one wants to stay out in the rain for this amount of time. And when you just cannot get out of the inning, already the frustration grows and the weather certainly does not help either. So now it's T.J. White, who last time grounded into a fielder's choice. First pitch, a hard hit ball to the right side. It goes through for a base hit. James Wood will stop at third as the throw comes towards home. Miller tried to cut it off, but but it went over his glove and it rolled into McElveny. But it is another base hit for the Nationals. It's their third in the row. It's five in their last six at-bats. And now bases are loaded for Sammy Infante. So a true chance here for the Nationals to really create some separation between themselves and the Salem Red Sox. With two outs, bases loaded, and a 4-1 lead in the second. First pitch to Infante is fouled back towards the screen for strike one. 4-6-0 for the Nationals. 1-1-1 for the Red Sox. An 0-1 count. Here's the pitch by Dobbins. It's missed high and upstairs for ball one. We all hope you're having a wonderful Sunday afternoon. For the fans that came out to the ballpark, even with the conditions present, say thank you for one last time joining us here at Krillin Clinic Field in 2022. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Dobbins. Infante will hit this towards the left side. Backhand play by Ravello. Throw to second base. It gets the runner in time. The sliding T.J. White could not beat out the 6-4 connection between Ravello and Liendo. But the Nationals do add two runs to their name. It's now Fredericksburg 4. It's Salem 1. Although the Nationals did leave the bases loaded at the end of that frame. Bottom of the second inning up next here at Salem. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark on a drizzy Sunday afternoon. John Frank Salazar set to lead things off. First pitch, it's a slow roller up the middle, but it's good enough for a base hit. One pitch, one hit for Salazar, and that's how the Salem Red Sox start off the bottom half of the second. It's a 4-1 Fredericksburg Nationals lead over the Salem Red Sox, and we get to see for the first time today in Abram Liendo. So when the Nationals had a two-run first inning, the Red Sox actually responded sort of well. They added a run to their name, but the Nationals had two more runs in the top of the second. So more work ahead for the Red Sox as Liendo takes the first pitch low and inside for ball one. Jose Anticio had a 33-pitch inning as the 1-0 pitch is missed low for ball two. 18 of them were strikes in that first inning to play. And right now he has his pitch total at 36 with 19 strikes. Here's the 2-0 kick in a deal, and it's in there for a called strike one. Liendo took it the whole way. Only two base hits so far to the Red Sox compared to the Nationals' six. And we Saw our grounds crew operator talking to our umpires as Liendo, hot shot, gets underneath the diving Cruz to his left, and that is a base hit for Abram Liendo. Not a bad start to the second inning for the Red Sox. Back-to-back knocks by the 8-9 part of the order brings Alan Castro up, and all of a sudden that tying run comes to the plate. I know it's pretty early in the ball game to talk about tying runs, but both teams have moved down the order pretty efficiently in the early going. The infield definitely has that reflection of water on it right now from our vantage point in the press box. And the first pitch to Castro is taken inside corner for a called strike one. First time Jose Anticio goes through the Salem Red Sox order, pretty good, as Castro will send the 0-1 pitch deep out towards right field. Coming in and catching this baseball will be Jacob Young for the first out of the inning. Neither runner tags for the Red Sox, so will remain Salazar at second and Liendo at first. Second time today we get to see Eduardo Lopez. He singled his first time up when he was in the left-handed batter's box. And, well, here in the second inning against the same right-handed pitcher in Anticio, he will get back in that left-handed batter's box. The first pitch Lopez sees is shoot up down the third base line, hooking towards foul territory, and Infante moving out towards the dugout, reaching out, and he did not make the grab. Took a moment to see whether or not Infante had the baseball in his glove, but it went over to the little section towards our left where our social media coordinator, Danielle DiBendino, is sitting at. Hopefully she's okay, and hopefully the grounds crew people down there are safe as well. An 0-1 count now to Lopez. He'll shoot this one, a blooper down the third base side, and Fonte can't get out to that one either as it lands in the dirt along the left field side for strike two. Infante talking to some of the kids, wants to throw one up to a fan, and the connection is made. That's the one thing I'm going to take away the most here at the minor league level this season, is how generous the ball players are at giving away baseballs to the fans. He knows the kids out here in the rain just like him, and he made that kid's day right there with that free baseball. Time is called by our home plate umpire, Christopher Janke, as Lopez steps out, and then he will step right back in. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Lopez. He'll send this down the right field line, hooking, and this one is foul. It clears the wall out in right field, but to the wrong side of our Chick-fil-A right field foul pole. And Lopez right now 0-2 in the count, but he has made contact on all three pitches of this at-bat. Lights turned on here at the ballpark as well with the cloudy conditions in the area. Runners at first and second for the Red Sox. Here's the kick and the deal. Lopez pops us up. This will clear the netting on the third base line and out of play into the seats. Well, folks, this is our first 1:05 p.m. start since Wednesday, July 13th. It has been a while since we played in the day. And the 0-2 pitch, a check swing by Lopez, an appeal to Gomez says he does not go. The ball missed low of the zone for ball one, and Lopez will have a 1-2 count. We had a few early games to start off the year, if I can remember. We had that doubleheader against Lynchburg on April 9th. We had a few education days in there, including June 14th against the Delmarva Shorebirds. That was a packed house that day. Usually a 5:05 p.m. start time for the Salem Red Sox when they're at home in the regular season, but 4 hours earlier today. 1-2 pitch to Lopez. He pulled the string, and Lopez, on a swing and a miss, will go down on strikes. Two outs in the frame, runners on first at second, and now it's Roman Anthony who is tasked to keeping this inning alive and try to bring the Salem Red Sox back within more than three runs. A walk his first time up for the designated hitter. And the first pitch is away, and Anthony takes it low for ball one. Anthony bats on the left-handed side, and it pretty much is an all-around elite lineup, the Salem Red Sox crew. You have four switch hitters, two left-handed batters, and three right-handed batters as the 1-0 pitch missed outside for ball two. Just can't imagine that as a coach, you know, trying to bring out the perfect pitcher to go through that stretch, because you got Castro and Lopez to lead things off as switch hitters, followed by Anthony Miller as left-handed batters. And here's the 2-0 pitch to Anthony, and it's a breaking ball that catches the bottom half of the zone for a called strike one. Then after that, you go to Chacon and McElveny, both right-handed batters. Back to the switch hitter with Ravello, right-handed in Salazar, and then Liendo rounds it up with the switch hitter himself. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Anthony will put a slow roller to the right side. Arruda charging in, will scoop it up, fires over to Bossier, and they got the runner by a step. Good play by the right side of the infield with JT Arruda and Brandon Bossier, and an unfortunate break for the Salem Red Sox, who started off the inning with back-to-back base hits. They will strand two base runners on the frame as Antiancio will go 1-2-3 to close out the second. We go to the third. It is a 4-1 Fredericksburg Nationals lead, and we'll have a new pitcher into the ballgame for the Salem Red Sox when we come back. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our new pitcher into the game is Rytus Cina, and he is battling the elements immediately when he comes back on the mound. The rain coming down once again here at Salem, and it's just piling on now. That mound is looking very wet to stand on for any pitcher, and he will start things off against Geraldy Diaz as he fires a pitch low of the zone for ball one. We're in the top of the third inning. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals 4. It's the Salem Red Sox 1. It'll be Diaz, Bossier, and Cruz as Diaz sends one out to left center field. This will find the gap for a base hit. It can be more for Diaz as he turns around first. He goes in the second for a stand-up double. Wondering for a moment, was Diaz going to try to go three on that hit? But he's going to just settle for a leadoff stand-up double to begin the third. Grounded out to Dobbins his last time up. And, well, speaking about Dobbins, let's take a look at the Salem starters' day for the Red Sox. And it was a mixed performance. Two innings pitched. He gave up six hits, three earned runs, walked two batters, all on 50 pitches of work. And Cena, who was slated to be the Sunday starter today, as the first pitch to Brandon Bossier swung on and missed for strike one. But it was very nice of Luke Mons to give Dobbins at least some innings of work out on the mound. So they now go with Cena, who got the start against the Nationals on Tuesday. And what a rough start it was for him as Bossier will tap the 0-1 pitch foul down the third baseline for strike two. Cena was handed his first losing decision of the year after gave up 7 earned runs in what was the Fredericksburg Nationals' 15-5 win on Tuesday night. The same night they happened to clinch the second half Carolina League North Division title. Cena in a good count right now, 0-2 to Bossier. The kick and the deal, and this is hit hard to left side through the diving Ravello out towards left field. Jake Lowry, the third base coach, will hold Diaz at third, while Bossier has his first hit of the night. It's a single that put runners on the corners for Armando Cruz. So at Diaz's 18th double of the season, Bossier with another big hit for the Nationals, who has been that staple first baseman in every game so far this week. Nobody out for Cruz, who singled his last time up in the second. And the first pitch he'll go on swinging. Pops it over to the right side, moving over as Liendo. But the right fielder, Tacon, will let it drop right in front of him. Runners will tag at third and first. Throw down to second in time for the first out of the inning. But Diaz will score from third, and it gives the Fredericksburg Nationals a 5-1 lead. Well, Armando Cruz just picked up his first RBI as a Fredericksburg National, and I didn't think he expected it to go that way. Liendo and Chacon out in second base and right field, having a little bit of communication difficulties. And the right fielder even tried to filer it home to McElveny to get Diaz at the plate, but Miller cut it off and made the smarter throw to second to get the runner and Bossier. So Cruz at first base with one out, and the top of the order now with Jacob Young. First pitch is a fastball that misses inside for ball one. So unless they ruled that as an error, Cruz should be 2 of 2 on the night. And RBI number one at single A. 1-0 pitch is missed low for ball two. Time is called by Janky to get a new baseball. And the count is 2-0. So they do rule it as a base hit. Number 8 of the day for the Nationals. They also have 5 runs to go alongside their name. Here's the first pitch to Young. It's a fastball that's fired on the inside half, but it just misses for ball 3. Apologies there. So Cena gets his first out of the day. And here's the 3-0 pitch to Young. It misses low for ball 4. So Jacob Young has reached safely in all 3 plate appearances today. He was walked in the first, he got a hit in the second, and he gets walked here in the third. So pitching coach Nick Green coming out after 4 consecutive Fredericksburg Nationals batters have reached safely to start off the third inning. 5-1 lead for Fredericksburg, and this is almost a slow burn right here from the Nationals. They are just consistently able to add runs to their name. And it appears now that Cruz actually does not get the base hit. Apparently it was a fly out to a force out. So they're going to count that one as a fielder's choice. That one came a little delayed, though, as they were talking things over. And James Wood, who picked up an RBI single his last time up, will try to drive in another run here in his third plate appearance of the day. He walked back in the first, picked up a single in the second. What's in store here in the third? Here's the first pitch to Wood. This will be fouled off the bat of Wood as it made its way up the grass a little bit on the first base side, but it will go for strike one. Rain still coming down here in Salem. Meanwhile, the Lynchburg Killcats invade the Woodpeckers. They are warming up. They have a 2:05 start time. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Wood. This is low and inside for ball one. And the count is even of 1-1. Cruz at second base. Young at first. Wood takes the 1-1 pitch. And it misses low for ball two. So with that base hit for James Wood, we mentioned he was 295. But He is now back above 300 after that RBI knock back in the second. 2-1 count as Cena takes a look at home. Now look at Cruz. He steps in and fires away. Woodward fouled this off McElveny for strike two. Five-one lead for the Nationals over the Red Sox. Another game starting at 2:05 in the Carolina League is the Downeast Ducks at Delmarva Shorebirds. Later today, we have Charleston at Columbia and Carolina at Myrtle Beach. 2-2 pitch is missed low for ball three, and a good eye by James Wood brings the count to full. There is some blue that is breaking through the clouds here at Salem, but we are still having a drizzle. And the payoff pitch here from Cena. He kicks and deals. Both runners go, and the pitch misses inside for ball four. Wood gets the walk. That loads up the bases for Fredericksburg. And now Will Friesel, who is 2 of 2 so far today with a pair of singles, will try to make some damage here with two outs in the top of the third. With that James Wood walk, that is the fourth walk given up by the Red Sox today. And the first pitch to Friesel goes over the glove of McElveny towards the backstop, but it ricochets pretty fast. So Cruz holds up at third. Young was closer to third than Cruz was to home, so he had to move back to second as well. And maybe Cruz didn't think it had a good bounce off the backstop in his favor, but the count does go to 1-0. Cena with the look at home. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Friesel hits his right side. It goes through for a base hit. It scores a run with Armando Cruz. Jacob Young stops at third and thought smartly of it as DeCon had a pretty good throw towards home. But Friesel is 3 of 3 through three here in Salem, and he has a couple of RBIs already on the afternoon. It's 6-1 Fredericksburg over Salem, and a two-out rally could be really in the mix now with T.J. White stepping up to the plate. Eighth batter of the inning for the Nationals. And Cena with a long look towards home. Here's the kick and the deal. And the breaking ball catches the inside half for a called strike one. I just think this is God crying because the minor league season is over here. That's why it's raining at such a consistent level here at Salem. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and a swing and a miss by White. Makes the count goes 0-2. No, but in all seriousness, no, this rain shower has been here for about 40 minutes now, and it's just at the point at which it's not unbearable to play in, but it's just slowly to add up on the field out here at Salem. Here's the 0-2 pitch to White. He will hold off on a breaking ball that hits the dirt for ball one. And you have to think to yourself, when is it going to stop? Because you keep looking at the radar, and it appears that the showers are going to somewhat come to an end soon. But we'll see what happens. 1-2 pitch by Cena. Misses low and inside. And the count goes to 2-2. All right, so Cena had a chance with James Wood with a nice count lead, and he is struggling to find that third strike because he had an 0-2 count here against T.J. White. He tried to go back-to-back off-speed pitches, and now reduces wild with a 2-2 count with two away. Kick and deal from Cena. Hit up towards the middle. Diving is Liendo. He can't get in front of it. It squirts out towards center field. Young scores from third. Wood scores from second. It's 8-1 Fredericksburg over the Salem Red Sox. It's their biggest inning of the night. A 4-run top of the third. It's a third straight batter to reach safely for the Red Sox. Or I should say the Nationals. And Sammy Infante, the ninth batter of the inning, takes the first pitch low and outside for ball one. So Cena has not matched up well against the Nationals this week, as he has allowed four runs off of five base hits here in this third inning. 1-0 the count, pitches on the way to Infante, and the breaking ball misses low and outside for ball two. Seeing a little bit more blue around the area, and maybe the rain has stopped a bit. Taking a look out there right now, it doesn't seem to be coming down all too much. I mean, the infield is definitely wet right now. And the 2-0 pitch to Infante misses low and inside for ball three. So hopefully with this rain going away, both teams are able to benefit at the opportunity of gaining a little bit more control. Umbrellas are still up, though, so maybe my perspective of the rain isn't there right now. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Infante will take the green light, sends us out towards the right center gap. It falls for a base hit. Can be a couple of bases here as Frizzell will round around second. Going into third is TJ White, and it's a double for Sammy Infante. It's 11 base hits for the Nationals in the first three innings of play. It's now 9 runs for the visitors, and it appears that Rinus Cena's day has come to an end as Luke Mons will come out towards the mound. Well, we were hoping that Cena was able to have a better performance against the Nationals after he was rang up on Tuesday. Unfortunately, that did not come today on this Sunday afternoon. It's a 5-run top of the third inning for the Nationals, and they will have Diaz bat when we come back with runners at second and third against a new Salem Red Sox pitcher. We'll have that name and information when we come back after this. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is a 9-1 Fredericksburg Nationals lead over the Salem Red Sox on the final day of the 2022 Carolina League season. Nate Tilley is the new pitcher for the Red Sox, and he will start off against Geraldy Diaz, and his first pitch is outside for ball one. Tilley is so far this season an 0-1 record with the Salem Red Sox, making his 13th appearance here in Salem. He has an 8.82 ERA. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and the breaking ball catches the zone for a called strike one. Now, Tellier has pitched 16 and one-thirds innings of work. He has allowed 17 base hits and 16 earned runs. He's allowed 12 walks and 27 strikeouts as Diaz pops the 1-1 pitch over the netting down the left field side for strike two. Two runners in scoring position for the Nationals, TJ White at third, Sammy Infante at second. Diaz doubled the lead off this inning for Fredericksburg. 1-2 pitch, Diaz pops this one back right into the screen, just inches from going over the netting. but it stayed on the field, and the count will go to 1-2. What we've seen so far today for the Nationals, just solid innings in our opening three, as the 1-2 fastball misses upstairs for ball two. Seven batters in the first, eight batters in the second, and now the 10th batter of the inning with Diaz at the plate. They've just consistently gone through their order more and more. And you're going to have the leadoff batter with Young as the 2-2 pitch misses well inside as Diaz avoids getting hit on ball three. But you're going to have the leadoff batter, Jacob Young at least, unless someone's caught stealing here on the base paths. You're going to have Young bat four times in the first four innings of the game. Full count now. Telly fires away. Fastball misses outside for ball four. And Diaz is walked to load the bases for Brandon Bossier. Well, we've seen this Nationals offense over this week now. And right now, that Friday night game where they only scored two runs is the outliner in this series. As Brandon Bossier takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one. You had 15 runs for the Nationals on Tuesday night, 10 on Wednesday night, 9 on Thursday, and only 2 on Friday as Bossier fouls the 1-0 pitch just to our left for strike one. It's a 9-1 lead for the Nationals, and they can break into double digits right here with the bases being loaded with two outs. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's taken above the letters for ball two, and the count reads 2-1. Appears that the umbrella has been put away, which is a good sign here at Salem. That means the rain has stopped, if there's any light to look for right now. 2-1 pitch, and that one misses above the zone for ball three. So the big thing right now in this ball game has to be control. The Nationals have been batting with five straight batters with two outs. 3-1 pitch by Tellier, and it misses low for ball four. And with that Brandon Bossier walk, not only is the second walk in a row by Nate Tellier, it scores T.J. White from third, and it's now a six-run top of the third inning and a 10-1 Fredericksburg lead. So back-to-back walks given up from the pitcher in Tellier, and now he will face Armando Cruz, who I would say is a fake 1-2 tonight, because the second plate appearance was a pop-up to the shallow right field that dropped in the grass with nobody being there. So this two-out rally has been a masterclass by Fredericksburg. This will now be the sixth batter that comes to the plate with two outs in the inning. And most of it has been because of walks and just early at-bats attacks as Tellier's first pitch misses inside for ball one. Right now you have Infante at third base, Diaz at second, and Bossier at first. 1-0 pitch, and there's a fastball down the middle for a called strike one. Well, if you're Salem, you were looking at today's game with the hope to take the victory, get that 65th win of the season, and end the season on a 500 note. 1-1 pitch, fastball catches the outside half, and Tellier has a count lead of 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Tellier. It skips into the body of Daniel McElveny behind the plates. And that evens up the count at 2-2. We have Tyler Miller, Juan Chacon, and Daniel McElveny to bat for Salem when we come back in the bottom of the third. But right now, it's Deuces Wild here in the top of the third and a 10-1 Fredericksburg lead. Nationals have the bases loaded. Cruz is looking to get aboard for the third time today. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and the fastball misses low for ball three. So another payoff pitch coming up for Nate Tellier. can't afford another walk here because that would drive in another run for the Nationals. Full count. Pitch is on the way. High for ball four. It gets past the glove of McElveny. So the runner probably would have scored off the wild pitch, but instead of it being ball four, it gets Cruz the RBI walk, and Fonte touches home, and everyone moves 90 feet closer to home once again. We looked at Tellier's number this season. Only 12 walks with the Salem Red Sox in his 16 innings of work, and he has three walks without a third of an inning produced just yet. So the 13th batter of the inning, it's Jacob Young. He takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Never mind that. Jacob Young won't actually bat four times in the first four innings. He'll bat four times in the first three innings. 11-1 our new score. The Nationals on top of the Red Sox. Here's the kick and the deal by Tellier. And it misses outside for ball one. A 7-run top of the third inning. And the Nationals, if they play like this, heading into the championship series, or the division series, I should say, it's going to be a wonderful postseason for Fredericksburg. 1-1 pitch missed outside for ball two. And everyone's been talking about minor league baseball this season, about, you know, the pitch clock being introduced. 2-1 pitch, fastball high and inside for ball three. And they talk about how the pitch clock has helped out the sport. It's helped make the games faster, but plays like this and constant walks, it's not going to speed up the game all too much. 3-1 pitch. Young, hard hit ball, left side through four base hits. Young gets an RBI single, and he drives in two runs as Diaz and Bossier touch home standing up. It's now 13-1, Fredericksburg over Salem, and the 9-run third inning has been detrimental to the Salem Red Sox. And Luke Montz will come out to the mound after a little bit of delay there, and he will get Nate Tellier out of this ball game. So we will have our fourth pitcher of the day for the Salem Red Sox, and our third pitcher of this third inning come out towards the mound. Runners at first and second for the Fredericksburg Nationals, two outs in the inning. It's JT Ruta that looks to get aboard for the first time this afternoon. When we come back, it's the Nationals 13, it's the Red Sox 1 on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our new pitcher is Brian Lucas. He will try to get out of this fourth inning of play. It's the 14th batter of the inning with JT Arruda. And there's two runners aboard for the Nationals with Armando Cruz at second and Jacob Young at first. First pitch by Lucas. It misses outside for ball one. And for Nate Tellier, well, he didn't get a third of an inning underneath his belt. He gave up one hit, two earned runs, three walks in that showing. And here's the 1-0 pitch by Lucas, and misses upstairs for ball two. 23 pitches thrown by Tellier, only eight of them recorded for strikes. Lucas is our third pitcher of the inning for the Salem Red Sox. It started with Reed Acina. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it misses low for ball three. Well, pitching has been a problem this season for Salem, but I would say that this is probably one of the strangest times for Salem Red Sox pitching. The 3-0 pitch is down the middle for a called strike one. I'm blanking on the word what to say. But this streak right here of constant hits and constant walks, we have not seen much of this here in 2022. 3-1 pitch, Arruda will hit this out towards right field, drops in front of Chacon for a base hit. And JT Arruda now joins all Fredericksburg Nationals with at least getting on today with a base hit. He was the last person to do so after popping up two in the last two at-bats and grounding out in his first at-bat. He records a single out towards right field, and this will load the bases for James Wood. Fifteenth batter of the inning for the Fredericksburg Nationals, a 13-1 lead, and the first pitch is fouled off the body of McElveny for strike one. A 9-run top of the third. And, you know, we haven't been able to push our limits this year at that scoreboard with how many runs can be scored per inning. I don't know if they could put a 10 up there, so we'll see what happens here. 0-1 pitch to Wood. It misses upstairs for ball one. Brian Lucas this season has a 1-1 record in his 13 appearances with Salem. 1-1 pitch to Wood, misses outside for ball two. It almost feels as if that strike zone right now is 3 by 5 inches. And the Salem Red Sox just can't find it. 2-1 pitch, Wood will sky this up down the left field line. Charging over to the line is Castro, diving out. Did he make the grab? Oh, he did. What a robbery by Alan Castro. He went down to his left side to make the grab, and that puts an end to the third. The Nationals add 9 runs to their name in the inning. They lead 13-1, and the Red Sox can get out of the inning. We go to the bottom of the third. It is the Fredericksburg Nationals 13, the Salem Red Sox 1. It appears that it's the same pitcher that will stay in for the Nationals when we come back. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, our terrific grounds crew. During the top of the third inning and the bottom of the third inning, got out there and try to add some dirt onto the field and try to make the playing surfaces a little bit more tolerable for the defense and for the pitchers as well. Tyler Miller, Juan Chacon, and Daniel McElveny all to go up against Atencio here as Miller's first pitch he sees is sent off the wall for an extra base hit as Miller will try to get towards second and maybe not try to turn a single into a double, but the loud hit off the right field wall made it an easy play for Jacob Young to scoop it up and throw it towards second for the first out of the inning. Well, that's a little frustrating there for Tyler Miller. And now we see Juan Chacon step up to the plate. We are joined alongside by General Manager Alan Lawrence. Almost thought you brought us some good luck there, Alan.
I thought so. I think he realized about three steps off first base that he was going to be out at second, but he was committed at that point.
As the first pitch on the way to Juan Chacon is low for ball one, and well, Alan came in here kind of wet, staying out there in the rain during these first three innings of the game as Chacon will pop this one out towards right field. Moving back to the track is Jacob Young, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. That was a long third out there, and the rain came down, but we kept on playing baseball, and it never really went in Salem's favor right there.
Yeah, it was not so. We were keeping a close eye on the weather today, and it was not. It kept getting pushed back, and we felt like we were in the clear until about 4 o'clock or so, but not so much.
First pitch on the way to Daniel McElveny, hot shot, and Cruz gloves it out of midair, and the throw down towards first. It's not going to matter, as McElveny may have thought he beat out the throw, but that is a quick 1-2-3 inning. After we got to see 15 Fredericksburg batters in the top of the third inning, we see a 1-2-3 frame pretty much here in the bottom of the third. Alan, stay with us for the top of the fourth inning. It's 13-1, Fredericksburg over Salem. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're into the top of the fourth inning. It's a 13-1 Fredericksburg Nationals lead over the Salem Red Sox. Andy Losey joined alongside General Manager Alan Lawrence here as Brian Lucas will go against the middle of the order with Will Friesel, T.J. White, and Sammy Infante. And Alan, just looking back on this 2022 season, we get the Carolina League name back. We had some ups and we had some downs here, but if you were to really describe this year here in Salem, how would you put it together?
Yeah, it was a great year, honestly. You know, we're so thankful to the fans, to all our season ticket holders, our sponsors, the players. It was a great, fun season.
Friesel pops his out towards left field. Coming in and making the catch is Alan Castro for the first out of the inning. But I would say that's a great, really, way to sum it up. I loved the first half, second half chase. I thought that made the baseball in June really exciting and made it really fun from the beginning towards the end because it just always felt like you're playing for those playoff opportunities. And unfortunately, just didn't go our way in the first half. And the second half, brand new faces, they weren't able to you know, bring that same results as we saw in the first half as the first pitch is missed upstairs for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that breaks in the zone for a called strike one.
Yeah, the first half of the season, you know, it's hard to think back, but we were one out away from playing a playoff game on Tuesday. All we needed was Lynchburg to lose to Delmarva. Bases were empty, two outs, last inning. And it was a ground ball to the shortstop, and Delmarva's shortstop made a bad throw to first, and before you know it, they're coming around and tying the game and eventually winning that game. And then game two of that doubleheader, it went to extra innings, if I remember correctly, and Lynchburg ended up winning that game. So we had our chances. We did what we needed to do in the last game of the first half, and unfortunately Delmarva couldn't get the job done for us, but that's the way it goes. And then, you know, these last two or three weeks have not been a lot of fun down on the field, a lot of new faces, just getting in the swing of it. But off the field, it's been a fun year, lots of good promotions. The weather has not necessarily cooperated the most for us, but despite that, it's been a fun year.
Well, the count went full there for Brian Lucas and TJ White, but White does get walked, so that'll be the first base runner inning for the Nationals. They'll bring up Sammy Infante. And I think, these fresh new faces in there, this would be a preview of what was to come this upcoming week. So, you know, it kind of felt like that, like, man, it would have been cool to, you know, play against Fredericksburg going into the postseason, see how I was able to do. But, yeah, that one just bounced the wrong way sometimes. I mean, that was an incredible chase towards the end as the first pitch misses low and outside for ball one. But yeah, all the names get pulled up. You see, like, Nico Gavadas, Nathan Hickey. The list goes on and on and on. Marcelo and Blaze as well, as the 1-0 misses inside for ball two. And you have these new faces here, but you're probably going to see a lot of these guys return in 2023 for Salem. So what are your first impressions about their play?
You know, they hit the ball, right? I mean, we've got a good team. And even though things haven't gone well for us lately, you know, we have to remember that, you know, Fredericksburg, I mean, they've got all the momentum here. They've got this second half team. Anytime you win the second half, you kind of have the advantage going into the postseason because those are the guys that got you home.
Ground ball left side could be two here, but the second half of the double play, unable to happen. It was Ravello to Liendo at second, and the transfer over to get the throw down to first just never came. But they do get that lead runner at second, and safe at first is Sammy Infante on the fielder's choice.
Yeah, we have a good team, and I think, you know, it's exciting to think that we're going to start the year with these guys next year, and I think we're going to be in good shape. You know, again, Fredericksburg just has a really good team right now, but all these guys are going to be called up for them next year.
First pitch by Diaz. He sends us down the first baseline, rolls to the wall, and this one could be extra bases for Diaz. He will glide into second. And that is the second double of the day for Diaz. He moves Sammy Infante all the way down to third, and there'll be runners at second and third with Brandon Bossier coming to the plate.
But it's possible our team would have looked slightly different. You know, if we had won that first half, maybe we would have kept a couple guys that recently got sent up. But for the most part, this would have been the team that we're looking at going into the postseason. And, you know, Fredericksburg has shown that they're probably the better team right now. Again, as you typically are with your second half champion, I think Fredericksburg and Charleston down in the Southern Division, you know, you got to look at them to having the upper hand going into the postseason here.
First pitch of the at-bat to Bossier, misses low and inside. Runners on second and third, 13-1 lead for the Fredericksburg Nationals over the Salem Red Sox. It also helps when your parent club makes a blockbuster trade, and it sends maybe one of the best pitchers, one of the better in the Carolina League, Susana over. Bossier will pop up the 1-0 pitch out towards shallow left field. Charging in is going to be Castro, and he makes the grab for the third out of the inning. The Nationals strand two runners in scoring position, and we stay 13-1. Allen will be with us when we come back for the bottom of the fourth here at Salem. Welcome back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Andy Losey joined alongside with General Manager Alan Lawrence here in the broadcast booth. We'll go 7-8-9, part of the order for Salem. It's 13-1 Fredericksburg, and the first pitch on the way to Ravello is popped up to shallow center field. James Wood coming in and making the grab for the first out of the inning. All right, Alan, so we talked about what 2022 has meant. Looking ahead to 2023, what is this offseason going to look like for Salem here?
The offseason's fun. You know, it's kind of a chance for us to regroup and really get pointed in the right direction for 2023. We're releasing our schedule tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It just came out. We just got it a couple days ago, so I've had a chance to look at that. We not to spoil anything, but we open it up at home next year on April 7th, which is going to be fun. Always fun to open up at home. So we get the luxury of doing that in 2023.
Salazar rips this down the third baseline over Infante's head. That will be a one-out single for Salazar. He is now 2 of 2 today with a pair of knocks.
Yeah, it's always fun to get a fresh start. You know, it's such a grind. I mean, all of our employees do such a great job of coming out here day in and day out, and we work such long hours, and I'm so grateful to all of them and everything that they do, but it pulls them away from life, right? You know, and it's just kind of nice to be able to get out of here at a normal time instead of getting home at midnight and, you know, get a chance to just regroup and start getting ready for next year. But we'll start planning promotions and, getting heavy into sales for next year. So it's pretty busy in the offseason.
The endo pops up the 1-0 pitch out towards left field. White coming in. Cruz moving out. It's going to be the shortstop Cruz that makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And that's our second time through the Salem Red Sox order. And we will see Alan Castro come back up towards the plate. Well, yeah, that's awesome. Getting a start at home. It's only about a handful of months away. You have to think about it now. Hold on. 6 months away.
Yeah.
Until the start of 2023. And, you know, hopefully the schedule is a little bit more fair this time around. You know, we didn't get to see some of the North Division teams this year as the first pitch is ripped down the first baseline, but foul for strike one. But that's gonna be fun. Can't wait to put that on. Gotta turn on the Twitter notifications
that's
now
right.
And keep it updated with the website. You know, great crowds this season. I mean, Friday night was electric. Fan appreciation night. Over 6,000 people here. It's just great community, and it's been an awesome season so far. 0-1 pitch is on the way to Castro. He takes it outside for ball one.
Yeah, Friday night was fun. It was, you know, I think a lot of people saw that as potentially the last game with the weather forecast the way it is. We're lucky to get today's game in.
1-1 pitch, and Castro fouls that back towards the screen. Count goes 1-2. 13-1, Fredericksburg over Salem.
Yeah, not the way we envisioned the last game going on the scoreboard, but it's good to see these people still out here, even though we just had some rain early in the game. And, again, we're so grateful to all our fans for everything this year. Couldn't do it without them, that's for sure.
1-2 pitch, hard hit ball out towards right field. Young moving back. He's looking up, and this is off the wall. Could drive in a run here as Young will throw it over towards second. Here comes the throw towards home. It goes a little wild out of Diaz, and Castro will move from second to third off the throw in air. So Salazar scores all the way from first base on that deep drive by Alan Castro. It's a double, and then a throw in air committed by the shortstop and cruise towards home. Drives in that second run of the day, and Castro finds himself standing up at third. So nice extra base knock there from Alan Castro, and hey, maybe Salem will add a few more here and try to get the crowd back up on its feet. First pitch to Lopez. It misses outside for ball one. So new score 13-2. But personally, what does the offseason look like for you? What are you going to do starting tomorrow? Any big plans coming up?
So tomorrow we're coming in to clean the office. It's such a good feeling to just get rid of some of this junk that we accumulate over the season. We're going to clean. I love the day that we bring in a bunch of trash cans and we just throw a lot of stuff out. It helps us kind of get restarted for next year. But it's the offseason's nice. We'll take some, you know, a lot of time off here over the next couple weeks before we kind of get ready for the 2023 season. But it's a few weeks of just relaxing, and then there we go. You know, the next we start getting ready for next season before we know it.
the big Alan Lawrence decluttering plan.
That's 2-1
right. Pitch, misses
yeah.
low for ball three.
The beauty of the offseason is, you know, I always tell people, whatever we don't get done today, we can do tomorrow, because we don't have that luxury during the season, because mm-hmm. the next day is a brand new day with a brand new promotion and brand new, you know, set of things going on. So off season, we can always wait till tomorrow.
3-1 pitch, and this is skied up on the infield towards the left side. Cruz and Infante talking things over, but it's Cruz who makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Salem is able to salvage one run and make it 13-2. And, Alan, I just have to say thank you so much
yeah,
for this opportunity here this season. It's been a blast to cover the Salem Red Sox here at home. Great fans, great team. Love the front office here. It's been an absolute honor. Thank you so much.
It's been great. Yeah, thank you to you. Thank you to Kevin. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alan. We go to the top of the fifth, 13-2. Fredericksburg ahead. Welcome back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We are in the top of the fifth inning, and the Fredericksburg Nationals lead the Salem Red Sox 13-2. First pitch on the way to Cruz. He senses a bouncer down the third baseline, and it will roll to the left field wall. Firing in a throw from left is going to be Castro, and holding the batter of Cruz at first for a leadoff single. So it's been a very successful run through for the Fredericksburg Nationals in today's game. And they lead by 11 as we go into this top of the fifth inning. And we now see Jacob Young head to the plate. And the first pitch is taken for a called strike one. Believe it or not, this is Young's fifth plate appearance of the ball game, and we are in the top of the fifth inning. The good news is that we're getting some blue skies finally here in Southwest Virginia. 0-1 pitch. Young will pop this one up down the right field line, and it will hook out of play by the Snack Shack for strike two. So with that base hit, Cruz is 2 of 3 today. He currently occupies first base. Here's the 0-2 pitch, high and inside, almost getting a piece of the batter in Jacob Young. And the count will go 1-2. 2 of 2 days so far for the right fielder. He's gone walk, single so far today. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Young. It's taken upstairs for ball two. Well, the good news is that Salem is not giving up just yet. They did pick up a run in the bottom of the fourth inning, and they make it now a 13-2 ball game. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Young. He goes at it swinging and fouls it over the netting and off the press box to our right. But Alan really mentioned it, great 2022 season. And the fans, even though it rained here today, they have stuck it out and stayed with us here at Grilling Clinic Field. 2-2 pitch, and Young sends this down the right field line, hooking foul over by the Nationals' bullpen. I mean, that third inning right there, that one will be one to forget for the Red Sox, as they give up 9 runs in that inning alone. 2-2 pitch. Young will take it. It's on the outside half of the zone for a called strike three. Meanwhile, Cruz was thinking about going down towards second, but eventually went back towards the bag as he saw McElveny recover quickly at picking up that baseball, as it initially went off the glove of McElveny, but a quick scoop by the Salem catcher holds Cruz at first. And finally, Jacob Young is able to be retired at the plate. It's a strikeout for the Salem Red Sox. And now we have a pinch batter in the game. It is Zion Pettigrew, who is batting in replacement of JT Arruda. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Second pitch misses low and away for ball one. And it's starting to get a little hot up in here now. The sun's breaking through, a little bit of humidity. A cloudy start to the day, but look where we're at now. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Pettigrew hard hit ball left side through for base hits. This will be a single for Zion Pettigrew. JT Arruda singled his last at-bat. And Zion Pettigrew singles in his first at-bat in replacement of Arruda. So we now have James Wood, who popped up out towards left field his last time up. He was the last batter of the inning for Fredericksburg, and it put an end to that 9-run frame. And now Brian Lucas's first pitch is a fastball that catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Sun breaking through, providing some heat for the fans after a gloomy start to this Sunday afternoon affair. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Wood, and it misses outside for ball one. That strikeout by Brian Lucas on Jacob Young, just took a look back at it, first strikeout of the day. Came here in the top of the fifth inning, nearly 2 hours since the start of the contest. 1-1 pitch, Wood a check swing on a pitch that misses low and inside for ball two. James Wood has a single back in the second, as he is one of two today, as he also has two walks for the Nationals. Standing at 6'7", the center fielder hitting 300 so far with Fredericksburg. 2-1 pitch, fastball right down the middle, and the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. One out on the board. Salem would love to get something in the dirt here. 2-2 pitch, swing, going to miss strike three. They'll take that option as well, as James Wood goes down on a swinging strike three. And now there's two outs in the top of the fifth for Salem. So now Will Friesel, who singled in his first three at-bats for the Nationals, popped up out towards left field in his recent at-bat in the fourth. First pitch on the way, it goes high and off the glove of McElveny, and both runners will take off and advance 90 feet. Cruz gets in the third, Pettigrew into second, and now runners in scoring positions for the Nationals increases from 1 to 2. Will Friesel batting .382 for Fredericksburg, 11 home runs, 44 RBIs, and he's done all of that in a short 7 weeks at the single A level. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Friesel, breaking ball catches the zone for a called strike one. And right now, the bullpen out there in left field doesn't seem to be way too active. Brian Lucas seems to be the guy because he has gone through 2 innings of work so far. And if he's able to get it out here in the fifth, he'll be the longest pitcher on the mound today. 1-1 pitch by Lucas misses outside, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one count, pitches on the way from Lucas, and this catches the zone for a called strike two. Haven't had many interactions with Brian Lucas this season, but he always seems to have a smile on his face. You know, one time I was doing Sox Talks, and whenever he walks past the camera, he always smiles and points to it. And I always say, you always want to get on? And he says, no, I'm good. 2-2 pitch, sent out towards center field. Lopez moving back, leaping up, and making the catch for the third out of the inning. Well, the Nationals get two runners on, especially in the scoring position, but they cannot break through. So it's a zero in the top of the fifth, and we are halfway through this one. It's 13-2, Fredericksburg over Salem. Bottom half of the fifth, up next on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the fifth inning, and it's a 13-2 Fredericksburg Nationals lead over the Salem Red Sox. Roman Anthony set to lead things off, and he takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Roman Anthony, one of the newer faces here for Salem in 2022, batting 176 for the Red Sox. 1-0 pitch, and it is taken inside for ball two. Now, when it comes to Roman Anthony, you know, a high school kid who makes his way to the Salem Red Sox, we've talked to so many of those kids this season as Anthony put the 2-0 chopper to the right side, gloved it by Pettigrew, and the throw to the boss here is in time for the first out of the inning. We mentioned how Zion Pettigrew was pinch hitting for JT Arruda, and now he is playing in a spot out in second base. So one away on the frame as Roman Anthony with that at-bat goes 0-2 on the day. And now we get to see Tyler Miller make his way towards the plate. Strikeout and a single today for Miller in the four spot. First pitch on the way to Miller, and it misses upstairs for ball one. But when I was talking with Alan, you know, those new faces that the Salem Red Sox gained in these last few weeks, Roman Anthony's going to be one of those guys for next season. As Miller, a slow roller to Pettigrew, he fields this one and throws to the boss here in time for the second out of the inning. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, today we have a good look towards the future. We have Alan Castro, Roman Anthony, Juan Chichong, Dana McElveny, Luis Ravello, John Frank Salazar, and Abram Liendo. I expect those guys to probably start here in Salem come 2023. Jose Atencio will fire his first pitch on the way to Juan Chacon, and Christopher Jenke behind the plate says he goes through on a swing for strike one. Meanwhile, players like Tyler Miller and Eduardo Lopez really hoping to see them make a jump up to Greenville potentially for 2023. 1-0 pitch, and the breaking ball crashes into the zone for strike one. I mean, Miller definitely has that power. Apologies, it's actually strike two. The count said 1-0 up in the board. 0-2 pitch on the way. It's a Chacon. He will crush this one out towards left field. White looking up, and this bounces off the wall. Extra bases in mind for Juan Chacon as he is a stand-up two-out double. And the fans here appreciating the effort in the bottom of the fifth. A couple of pop-ups today for the Salem right fielder, but now he's aboard with an extra base hit. And now Daniel McElveny looks to get his first hit of the day as well. Now you look at Salem's number, right? Two runs, seven hits, bottom of the fifth inning. Could be worse, right? Well, the problem is that the pitching today just has not been there, which is pretty much a summary of what the season has been with the Red Sox. Statistically speaking, Salem just hasn't been able to keep up with most of the Carolina League on the mound, as the first pitch by Atencio misses inside for ball one. 16 hits today for the Nationals, 13 runs. Here's the 1-0 pitch to McElveny, and it's above the letters for ball two. And obviously this time of year, I just feel like the sports calendar just gets so exciting, right? I mean, you take a look at minor league baseball, I mean, these Nationals and the city of Fredericksburg has something to look forward to with these guys as they go into the postseason. And the 2-0 pitch misses low and away for ball three. But the thing is, can they put it together, Fredericksburg? I mean, they made the move from Potomac in 2020, did not play in 2020 due to COVID-19, and then last year the Nationals had a horrid start. 3-0 pitch to McElveny, misses upstairs for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk, and that will bring Luis Ravello up to the plate with runners at first and second base. Joel Hanrahan, the pitching coach, will jog out to talk with the Nationals pitcher and Jose Atencio and Geraldy Diaz. Diaz just has to get one more out to be in contention for his fifth win of the season for the Nationals. And Luis Ravello is a batter that he has bested both times today as the Salem shortstop struck out swinging back in the first and popped up back in the fourth. Hanrahan's meeting will come to an end as Diaz will get some of the rosin bag and make his way back towards home as well. Chacon is on with a two-out double, while a two-out walk for Daniel McElveny has him with the second free pass of the day. So Ravello, a switch hitter, takes the left-handed batter's box, and the first pitch is missed low and inside for ball one. We'll mention about the Nationals. Fredericksburg, starting their postseason Tuesday night at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Should be a pretty good crowd up there. As Ravello, the first pitch, or the second pitch, I should say, a bouncer to Bossier, glove side. Coming over to protect it is Jose Atencio. So the Red Sox get a couple of players on, but they're not able to break onto the scoreboard. So we stay at 13-2 Fredericksburg as we head into the sixth. There'll be a new pitcher into the ballgame for the Salem Red Sox. When we come back, we'll get you that name and information and more up next on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. New pitcher into the ballgame. It is Jose Ramirez who is looking to try to keep this one a 13-2 ball game as T.J. White leading things off by taking a pitch down the middle for a called strike one. So it'll be T.J. White, Sammy Infante, and Geraldy Diaz here in the six. And White fouls the 0-1 pitch back towards the screen for strike two. So Jose Ramirez, one of the more recent call-ups as well for the Salem Red Sox crew. He is making his third appearance for Salem here in 2022. 0-2 pitch misses above the letters for ball one. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. An 0-1 record so far this season. He is 0-1 and save opportunities as well. This is our first time we have Jose Ramirez on the mound this week. 1-2 pitch, White will pop this one out towards deep left field. Moving over and towards the line is going to be Castro, and he makes the catch for the opening out of the inning. Well, pretty good success recently from Brian Lucas, who came into the ballgame and pitched it pretty well for the Salem crew. 2 1/3 innings of work, gave up 4 hits, but no earned runs in the process, and that's pretty much what you're asking for from Luke Montz and Nick Green going forward in this contest. So with one away, it's now Sammy Infante that makes his way to the plate. First pitch is taken, and this is low and outside for ball one. 3 innings of work, 2 hits allowed, 4 earned runs allowed, 7 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Infante crushes a 1-0 pitch out towards the left field wall. It will bounce off of it and might be extra bases here for Infante. Scooped up by Castro. He'll elect to throw this one right over to Ravello at shortstop. And it is a stand-up 1-out double for Sammy Infante. It's his second extra base knock of the day, dating back to his double in the third. So, speaking about players with two doubles so far today, here is Geraldy Díaz, the catcher of the Fredericksburg Nationals. He has been able to reach safely in this last three at-bats, the two doubles as we mentioned, and a walk in the third. First pitch, he will go at swinging and foul back towards the screen for strike one. Jose Ramirez was signed as an international free agent back in 2018 out of the Dominican Republic. 6-foot pitcher that stands at 142 pounds. The 0-1 pitch is away, and this is low and inside for ball one. And, of course, guys, he throws with the right hand. Have not had a left-handed pitcher in Salem this season, unless they pull someone out now in the last four innings of today. 1-1 pitch on the way, and this will miss low for ball two. That brings the count to two balls and one strike. Unique to see them not have any left-handed pitchers, you know, in the FCL or the DSL, or no one ever came down from Greenville with a left-handed arm. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Díaz will pop this one out towards right field. Moving back to the track and looking up at the wall, making the grab is Chacon. Infante thought it was going to get caught, so he has to jog back towards second. And so that's two outs on the inning, and a deep fly out there from Díaz. So the next way now for Brandon Bossier, number 17 of the Fredericksburg Nationals. First baseman tonight with a single back in the third inning. 245 batting average so far this season. Has had a great week here for the Nationals. And the first pitch he will attack on and drive it out towards the left center gap. This will drive in a run for Fredericksburg as it rolls to the wall. Infante rounds third and scores. And they just switch places as Bossier heads into second. Another two-out RBI for the Fredericksburg Nationals. This time it's their first baseman in Brandon Bossier. And it makes it 14-2 Nationals over the Red Sox. And with that, we'll see Armando Cruz move up to the plate. But talking with some of the Nationals staff, Brandon Bossier, you know, one of the better defensive players on Fredericksburg, as Cruz's first hit will be a two-bouncer backhand side by Ravella. He'll step in, fire towards Miller in time for the third out of the inning. The Nationals do add a run to their name. It's now 14-2 Fredericksburg over Salem, but they stranded one base runner in scoring position with Brandon Bossier. When we come back, it's 7-8-9, part of the order. The man who got that out number three will lead things off against a new Fredericksburg pitcher. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll have John Frank Salazar, Abram Liendo, and Alan Castro all the back. Salazar, first pitch he saw, a two-hopper over towards shortstop, and the throw is in time to Bossier for the first out of the inning. So my apologies, actually was 8-9-1, not 7-8-9, as I said, going into the middle of the sixth inning. But Salazar with that ground out puts his 2-of-2 day behind him, as we'll now see Liendo. He does have a hit today. He started things off nice with a single back in the second inning. And the switch hitter will take the left-handed side. First pitch is skied out towards right field. Slipping out there is Jacob Young. Zion Pettigrew reaching out. Can't make the grab. It's off the glove, and Liendo almost slipped going back towards first base. There's a whole lot of sliding out there, but Abram Liendo comes away with a single. So some early aggressive at-bats for the Salem Red Sox. It doesn't work out for Salazar. It does for Liendo. And then as our third time through the Salem order, as we'll now have Alan Castro, who doubled back in the fourth inning for the Red Sox. First pitch on the way to Castro. It's into the zone or called strike one. New pitcher into the game as well for the Nationals. Let's get you that information. It is Miguel Gomez. That's now pitching for Fredericksburg. Making his eighth appearance this season for Fredericksburg as Castro drives the 0-1 pitch deep out towards right center field. Wood moving to his left, making the catch out in the gap for the second out of the inning. Our score. And Gomez just recently brought back up to Fredericksburg. We mentioned the seven appearances, mixed performances in those 16 and two-thirds of work. 17 hits allowed, 8 earned runs. He's walked 2 batters and has struck out 17. Batting average of a 258 for opponents. And here's the first pitch. It is low and inside for ball one to Lopez. Lopez is 1-of-3 so far today. Single back in the first inning. Came around for the first run for Salem. This feels like hours ago as he will lift this one out towards right center gap, and Jacob Young charging in, making the catch out in shallow right center field for the third out of the inning. Well, the Red Sox get a base hit with Liendo, but they're unable to break into this 14-2 deficit. We go to the seventh inning here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the seventh inning, and Jacob Young at the plate. First pitch, a two-hopper backhand side by Luis Ravello. Fires a bullet over to Tyler Miller, and reaching out is the first baseman, and he gets the runner in time. Not easy task to ever get the speedy Jacob Young, but they made it look easy there for the opening out of the seventh. 14-2 is our score. The Nationals looking to close the regular season on a high note, and they are in prime position to do so as we see Zion Pettigrew step up to the plate. First pitch is taken for ball one, and we are joined alongside by Mike Eller here from Strikes for Tykes.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having us back up here.
1-0 pitch, and this one is into the zone for called strike one. Just has not been the day today, Mike, with the strikeouts. Defense just has not been there all day, unfortunately.
Pitching hasn't been there either. It's been a tough struggle with this one, and the field conditions haven't been great either. It looks fine now, but it was sloppy out there for a little while.
They had that 9-run top of the third inning, by the way. The pitch is in, over the zone for a 2-1, and now the 2-1 is missed low and away for ball three. And between those third innings, the top of the third and the bottom of the third, our grounds crew came out and was just shoveling dirt. They were just putting out there anything that helped with those conditions. As Pettigrew pops up the 3-1 pitch over our head for strike two. But they continue playing the game, and it actually is turning out to be a quite pleasant afternoon, I should say. You know, sun breaking through. It's been a very wet 36 hours here in Southwest Virginia. 3-2 pitch, swung on and miss for strike number three. And Jose Ramirez has his first strikeout at home here in Kirtland Clinic Field. Two up, two down for the Red Sox. But, yes, only two strikeouts so far today. Right there. There we go. We're at 590 now on the year. It also did not help with the rain out yesterday, unfortunately, as James Wood takes a pitch upstairs and inside for ball one.
No, but coming that close to 600, I mean, that's just an accomplishment for this team on home games only to be able to throw close to 600 strikeouts for the season. We know strikeout rates are up, but this was an amazing effort this year by this team. We're up over 100 from a year ago.
1-0 pitch is on the way, and that one will miss upstairs for ball two. Yeah, the drop down from the high A, or class A advance, he used to call it, to the single A level. And the pitching this year has been on the money. Big contributors of that definitely have been like Juan Encarnacion, as Wood swings and misses for strike one. He's now up in Greenville. Tyler Uberstein as well. Joey Stock. These are just players that started the year off strong, and even now with like Hunter Dobbins with his strikeout rate. 2-1 pitch. It catches the outside half for a called strike two. So juices wild here for James Wood. And Jose Ramirez trying to get strikeout number eight with his time here with Salem. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Wood will reach out and lift this one down the third baseline and out of play. And will stay at two balls and two strikes. But even with the pitch clock, even with the bigger bases and everything, still been a long afternoon here and more ways than one for the Salem Red Sox. 2-2 pitch on the way. Wood is going to lift this one out towards left center field. Castro tracing it down by the track, and before he hits the wall, he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Good opposite field drive by James Wood, but better defense by Alan Castro completes the 1-2-3 inning. We go to the seventh inning stretch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the seventh inning, and Roman Anthony is set to lead things off, followed by Tyler Miller and Juan Chichong. Andy Losey here in the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth, joined alongside Mike Eller, and the first pitch is down the middle for a called strike one. Mike with us here on our last game of the season for the Salem Red Sox. Jared Zinn is the new pitcher in for the Nationals, as the 0-1 will miss low and inside for ball one. After some crazy offense in the early going for the Nationals, two runs in the first, two runs in the second, nine runs in the third. The game has gone very quiet offensively, and the defense has started taking center stage. But now we get to see Jared Zinn, first time this season for the Nationals. 1-1 pitch, a chopper to the third base side, backhand scoop by Infante. He blocked it with his glove. The throw over to first is not going to get the runner in time. So it will probably be an E5 on Sammy Infante. Maybe not. Maybe they'll give Roman Anthony the credit of a hit since we're here at Salem. But anyways, the leadoff batter is aboard safely. And now Tyler Miller will make his way to the plate, the left-handed hitting first baseman.
You know, Alex, last inning you mentioned the pitch clock and the bigger bases and all the new speed-up rules. Oh, they did give him credit for a hit on that one. I'm wondering what the fans are thinking about all these new rules, because –
first pitch on the way, hard hit ball left side. It goes through for a base hit. Trickled its way right through the left side of the infield. And with that knock, Tyler Miller has number two of the day, and the Red Sox have number 10 on the afternoon.
You know, because as a former person involved with the game, I sort of was a traditionalist, but some of these new rules I'm liking. You know, the bigger base doesn't impact me either way, but I do love that pitch clock.
Sometimes it speeds up the game. Sometimes you still have days like today.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about how the pitchers are finding the zone. As the first pitch on the way, a high chopper to the left side. This one beats a con, but it will roll foul for strike one.
It's also how they react to the conditions that are dealt to them. I mean, the Red Sox just didn't have it today with the weather and didn't seem to affect the Nationals at all.
Another thing about it as well is the reason why the pitch clock's back in the headlines around the United States and maybe the world is that the MLB has officially passed it. So, traditionalist, no, you only have about a few more weeks of a pitch clock at the show. Although, it's not exactly like minor league baseball, as the 0-1 breaking ball catches the zone. We have 15 seconds in the MLB with the bases empty, 20 seconds with runners on. So, you do get a little bit more time than you do at minor leagues. You get the double the time with the runners on, versus just one additional second with runners at with no runners aboard. 0-2 pitch misses low for ball one. Also looking forward to the rehab assignments, noticing that they're not the same amount of time. Will you have, you know, 15 seconds, 14 seconds, or would you, which system will you take in that situation? Juan Chacon will swing and miss for strike three.
I mean, personally, I don't think it matters. It's going to be consistent at whatever level the player's at. I don't think you're going to see a difference on the rehab assignments. If they're doing 15 seconds in the majors and 14 seconds at AAA, I think they're just going to accept it at 14. They're not going to reset a clock just for that.
So now Daniel McElveny will step up to the plate. Reason why that's also thought about is because Steven Strasburg made a few rehab assignments with the Fredericksburg Nationals this season. Did not run a pitch clock when he was out there.
That is correct. As a rehab player goes back down to the Myers to rehab, they have to be on the 40-man, but they have to be a rehab specifically, and the clock won't run whether they're a pitcher or if they're a hitter coming up to get their at-bats in. So that will change now that the major leagues are running it next year. Major leagues are already sort of running it right now. The clocks are in the ballparks. They're just not counted for anything.
First two pitches of the at-bat find the zone for Daniel McElveny. As Chris Jahnke directing the pitch clock, that's been one of the additions this year for the umpires.
In this league, yes. We've seen it in AAA, and they were running it in the Florida State League last year, or what was low A East, South.
0-2 pitch, McElveny on a swing with first base being occupied. Diaz did not make the initial grab behind the plate, but it would not have mattered since right now Miller's at first. So it is a strikeout for Jared Zinn. Back-to-back punch-outs after giving up back-to-back singles. Another thing is also the defensive shifts. Now, seeing it here at the single-A level in the Carolina League, P. people are talking about the shifts and everything, but I think baseball is going to be fine with two infielders on each side of second base as Luis Ravello takes the first pitch for a called strike one.
Yes, once again, Florida State's been experimenting with that, and they put down lines from second base extending out towards the outfield, and you have to be on either side of those lines. But what we've got here,
as the 0-1 pitch is going to be missed low, and the count's even at 1-1.
What we've got here is basically a standard setup. So as long as you have two sets of feet on either side of second, they're going to be fine with it.
Like right now, Cruz, he's kind of flirting with that rule as the 1-1 pitch is going to be slow for ball two. Technically, Cruz is supposed to have both his feet on the infield dirt, but as you can tell right by that shortstop position, he's kind of like has 2 feet in the grass, and you can tell he's been in the grass like all day because the grass is a little bit more beat up in that section than it is, say, behind Brandon Bossier.
And that's also going to be a tough one when you're running at the – A-ball level, two umpires, you're never going to be able to see that with runners on base.
2-1 pitch misses upstairs at ball three.
You know, your plate umpire is sitting there concentrating on balls and strikes. Your base umpire's got his back to that right now. There's no way he's going to turn around and be able to see that pre-pitch. So it's going to be one of those are a rule, but is it really a rule?
3-1 pitch on the way. This will be hit towards the right side. Backhand play by Bossier. He'll hold his hand up for Zinn and touch first all by himself, and that put an end to the seventh inning. A couple base runners get on for the Salem Red Sox, but they are not able to get onto the scoreboard again. It stays 14-2, Fredericksburg over Salem. Eighth inning up next, another inning for Jose Ramirez. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Jose Ramirez's first pitch almost gets a piece of the batter in Will Friesel. 14-2 is our score. Fredericksburg leads Salem. It's been 28 hits so far today, 16 runs, and Friesel will take the pitch low and inside for ball two. That's not what we want to hear, Mike. You want to hear more of what we happened on Friday night. More of a defensive battle, 4-2 Salem win today, 14-2 Fredericksburg leads. 2-0 is knocked down the first base side. Will dance foul, and the count goes 2-1. Jose Ramirez able to get a pair of strikeouts, one strikeout his last time up. So he'll face Friesel, White, and Infante. It was the pitcher Jared Zinn who in the seventh inning went back-to-back strikeouts on his end. 2-1 count, kick and a deal, swing, and this is foul tipped over by the on-deck circle, T.J. White. You talked a little about the two-man umpires as well, and I talked a little bit about that on Thursday on the broadcast after that. Well, same situation, Christopher Jahnke at home plate. Notices a ball that just went foul down the left field line. Called foul, looked fair, as the 2-2 pitch misses low and outside for ball three. And I talked a little about the two-man crews on how it's almost not sustainable at this level of baseball.
The game has definitely sped up in the years, and the players are a lot bigger and a lot faster. So I would tend to agree.
3-2 is sent down the left field line, and Alan Castro working to foul territory to his right. He makes the catch to get out number one on the board.
It would be a heck of a lot better with three guys out there. But in that particular case from Thursday evening, it'd still be the plate umpire's call because the umpire at third base would have been on the infield because there was a runner on first base, if I recall. First or second, I can't remember which.
First pitch on the way to T.J. White is foul, a swing and a miss, I should say, for strike one. And obviously no replay here at this level of single A. Maybe you get a look at it at the major leagues for sure.
Yeah, you would have had a look at that at the major leagues. I'm not sure if it's reviewable or not because it wasn't a boundary ball. It wasn't leaving the ballpark, but you definitely get to get a look at that. That would have been a crew chief challenge. But at the lower levels, yeah, it's almost a good thing that there isn't replay or these games, they would go on forever. Because you see a lot of strange things in the minor leagues that you do not see at the major leagues. It just makes it such a unique game and a lot more fun at times.
1-1 misses inside. The count's 2-1. Here's the kick and the deal by Ramirez, and the miss is low for ball three. I think baseball reviews have been interesting. Obviously, at the major league level, we've seen that kind of become a staple, and this year has been really fun because the umpires have become more like the NFL refs that they make the announcements out to the stadium. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss by T.J. White.
And they're not used to that either. You know, sometimes they're leaving those mics hot. But what you've been seeing a lot of this year are the slides at the plate and whether the catcher is obstructing or not. And it's become, you know, it's almost become like the pass interference call in the NFL. It's the call of the year, the call of choice for this year.
Swing and a miss by T.J. White. Might have got a piece of it, but it's in the glove of McElveny no matter what. And that is a strikeout for Jose Ramirez, 2 down in the inning. But you're right. You know, you also take a look at the AAA level, which has been one of the coolest replay systems I think I've ever seen before, is the balls and the strikes, and the batter getting to tap his head, pitcher getting to tap his head, or catcher, as Infante fouls back the first pitch. I mean, if you guys have seen a video of it, it is worth checking out at the AAA level. I think MLB Network did a game down in Charlotte, and they saw the review happening, and it takes about, maybe 10 seconds for those quote-unquote robo-umps to give the replay of the call on the screen out there. And if they're right, well, they still lose the challenge, I believe, even if they do. They only have 5 per game, but they get the automatic change. I mean, it's one of the fastest replay systems I think I've seen in pretty much any sport.
It's an interesting concept. They're running it in Charlotte. They're running it in about half a dozen AAA parks. They're not running it across the league. And more interestingly enough, they're also running it in Round Rock, which is also using automated ball strike this year because the whole Pacific Coast League is using automated ball strike. So they're challenging the robot now, not the umpire. It's interesting. I don't know if it trickles its way to the major leagues or not, but it's definitely bringing another component to it. And more interesting is the manager is not allowed to initiate it or even request it. It's coming from pitcher, catcher, or batter. So you might blow through your 5 challenges right away and not have anything left at the end of the game, and the manager cannot control that.
If some people have talked about it, right, as the 1-2 misses low for ball 2. So an even count of 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. A lot of managers are saying, hey, the catcher's got to be the one to make the decision there. 2-2 misses upstairs for ball 3 because, you know, the starting pitcher, they're going to have all 5 ahead of them. And so, say tonight, Hunter Dobbins makes 3 of those calls. Well, then, Cena, Tellier, Lucas, and now pitching Ramirez would not have the luxury of all those challenges. So, McElveny would be the one who would probably review almost every single one.
Yeah, and that actually makes sense. And that's a team strategy as well. But your catcher is going to have a better eye and know what the strike zone is and what should and shouldn't be called better than your pitcher. Your pitcher wants everything to be a strike. He can throw it 17 inches off the plate. He's still going to claim it clipped it somewhere. Catchers are usually your smartest players and most of your managers as you get to the higher levels.
So the pitch was outside for ball 4, and now Diaz, first pitch of his at-bat, lifted out towards left field, and Castro charges in, and he makes the grab for the 3rd out of the inning. A pair of pop-ups to the left field side. The Nationals only got 1 base runner and a Sammy Infante walk. Bottom of the 8th inning up next. Same score, 14-2. It's Fredericksburg over Salem. One more Sweet Caroline here in 2022. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Leading off, it is John Frank Salazar, who is now batting for the Salem Red Sox. We will go 8-9-1. And Marquise Grisham Jr. is now back on the mound. Saw him earlier this week for the Nationals. The count's 0-1, and now Jenke stepping over and giving time to believe the catcher of Diaz.
Is that Marquise Grissom's son from the old Expos
team? It was.
The outfielder?
Yes.
Hey, here's a pitcher. Good for him.
We were talking about it as a swing and a miss for strike two. We were talking about it when Kevin DiDomenico came back on the broadcast booth earlier this week. He made the catch, Marquise Grissom, for Dennis Martinez's perfect game.
Correct.
So the 0-2 pitch misses outside for ball one. So we talked about, because it was a 15-5 game, we talked about what would be more impressive, you know, getting the perfect game catch or the World Series catch. We had a little debacle there as the 1-2 is hit hard to the third base side on the body of Infante. Good block, though, and he makes a throw to Bossier at first in time for that first out of the inning.
The perfect game catch, I mean, you've helped one guy. I mean, it's a team effort, but I don't know. Getting the last out in the World Series, that ball's going to be worth something. That's going in my back pocket selfishly.
Exactly.
The perfect game catch, I'm giving that back to El Presidente.
We said that, too. We were like, we were talking about, like, oh, that's a cool achievement because it caps off a perfect 3 hours. But, you know, making a World Series catch caps off a great six
season.
Months.
Yeah.
First pitch, hard hit ball by Liendo. We'll go right in the backhand side of Boss here. Two quick outs to start off this eighth inning.
It's also cool to see that the Nationals have picked up Grissom Jr., considering his father was an Expo.
I was thinking that as well. And Marquise Grisham also spent some time as a base coach with the Washington Nationals.
That's right, he
only
did.
About one or two seasons, but still. And, you know, from Georgia Tech, that's also great as well, because another player on this team was also selected from Georgia Tech. If I can guess off the top of my head, I think it is Chance Huff, who was also at Georgia Tech last year. As the first pitch misses the zone for ball one.
Those Montreal Expo teams of the 90s, all their children are coming through now. We saw Delino DeShields Jr. last year. He's up in AAA. I think he's with the Angels, so that would be Salt Lake if I'm still correct. But, yeah, a lot of those kids are coming through now.
1-1 is popped up. Could be playable here from Diaz. Makes the catch out in foul territory with a third out of the inning. A 1-2-3 frame here in this eighth inning of play. Mike Eller here with Strikes for Tykes, guys. Great cause, great organization. If you happen to come through the ballpark next season, you're going to be back next
we'll
season,
be back
right?
Next year.
For Grilling Clinic. Make sure you donate to this charitable cause, because it is amazing of what they do here down in Salem. We go to the – oh, you want to say something?
Alex, I just wanted to thank you and the fans and really appreciate it, and we'll see everybody next year.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike, for joining us here in the broadcast booth. We'll have Christopher Troy the mound when we come back for the top of the ninth. It is 14-2, Fredericksburg over Salem. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, it's the last inning of the season. It's the top of the ninth, and pitching for the Salem Red Sox will be Christopher Troy as he comes in to replace Jose Ramirez. And we take a look at what Ramirez has done today. Three innings of work, giving up two hits, one earned run, two strikeouts as well on the day so far. And we will see Troy go against the 8-9-1 part of the order with Brandon Bossier, Armando Cruz, and Jacob Young. First pitch by Troy. Bossier hard hit ball. Luis Ravello is right there at shortstop to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Well, awesome thing that Mike Eller joined us here for Strikes for Tykes. Charitable cause is amazing what they do here in this area, especially with the Curling Clinic Children's. Obviously, Curling Clinic, our field sponsor, as Armando Cruz takes the first pitch. Breaking ball that falls in the zone for strike one. If you guys are able to at all, you know, for 2023 coming out to the ballpark, obviously, Alan just said it, April 7th, as Armando Cruz rips this one over Salazar's head at the third base spot. It rolls down the wall, and this will be a single for Cruz. He has had quite the day. He is now 3-5 for Fredericksburg, and all of his base hits have been singles. So good showing here from Cruz. And now we are getting to see our seventh time through the order for the Fredericksburg Nationals. So Jacob White back at the plate with a runner on first. First pitch by Young. It is into the zone for a called strike one. So Troy trying to end off the 2022 year with a nice zero here in the top of the ninth inning. Might want love a double play as well. Young attacks on the 0-1 pitch and skies his foul into section 305 down the right field side. Count goes 0-2 for Young. And unfortunately, they were for Strikes for Tykes, just fell short of their goal this year as the 0-2 pitch, the breaking ball that misses low for ball one. Just so much offense in this last week. I mean, Fredericksburg has brought it at the plate. They are on the cusp of getting 20 base hits today. They have 14 runs in the contest. They lead by 12 over Salem. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Troy. Young pops this up down the right field side, hooking foul and out of play over by the snack shack on the first base side. One, two is the count. Troy, the kick and the deal. And Young will watch this one go low and inside for ball two. And it's sort of unreal that this is the last game of the regular season. I mean, what a summer this has been. Everything about it just has been awesome working with the Salem Red Sox here. It's been a really funky year as the 2-2 is hit up towards the middle. Ravello glove, toss it over to Liendo, throw to first, and he can't get the double play. They got one at second. Miller's left foot slid off the bag at first, so Young beats out the throw, and he gets aboard on the fielder's choice. Man, that would have been an excellent way for the defense to cap off 2022. Unless they score 12 runs in the bottom of the ninth, then we play some extra innings baseball today. We now have Zion Pettigrew, who is at the batter's box for the Nationals. Two outs on the board, and this one is skied up down the right field line. Coming over is going to be Chachong, but it's going to land about 10 to 15 feet into the Grilling Clinic Pavilion over in the right field corner. Just an unreal start, you know. People don't know this is done because of the connection between Virginia Tech and the Salem Red Sox. Virginia Tech about 40 minutes away from Salem, Virginia. As here's the 0-1 pitch right down the middle for a called strike two. That was locally in the news. Obviously, Kevin DiDomenico last year, I mean, he did such a wonderful job. I mean, he set the bar so high coming here into 2022. And we're able to do some joint broadcasts together this season. And it's the 0-2 pitch, swung on and miss, and the tag is made by McElveny on Zion Pettigrew. That's a nice way to close off 2022. A swing and a miss strikeout by Christopher Choi. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Salem Red Sox trail the Fredericksburg Nationals 14-2. One more half inning to go for the Salem Red Sox here in 2022. Eduardo Lopez, Roman Anthony, and Tyler Miller all to bat for Salem in the bottom of the ninth inning. Holden Powell is the new pitcher into the game for the Fredericksburg Nationals, and he has three outs to go to seal off this game for the Nationals. So Powell will fire the first pitch to Lopez down the middle for a called strike one. But yeah, I mentioned the top of the ninth inning about what the partnership between Virginia Tech and the School of Communication with the Salem Red Sox. It's just a unbelievable experience as the 0-1 pitch misses outside for ball one. Second year this partnership has been together, and Kevin and Bill Roth asked me to join alongside the broadcast crew as Lopez will rope this one out to right field. Young charging in and makes the grab for the first out of the inning. Approached me around February and March, and I said, sure, let's have some fun this year. And Kevin and I able to do some joint broadcasts for a bit, and then Kevin taking a job up in Chicago, and it was awesome that he got the return for a few games as well this week against the Nationals. It must have been awesome to hear his voice once again, Salem fans, as Anthony will take the first pitch upstairs for ball one. But it's been a really cool honor to call baseball here in Southwest Virginia over these last few years as the 1-0 pitch is swung on a miss for strike one. Obviously, I've done some stuff with Virginia Tech in their baseball. Last year, doing with the Pulaski River Turtles in the newly Summer Collegiate League of the Appalachian League. And obviously, fans here in Salem know about Pulaski as the 1-1 pitch misses low for ball two. Great community down there, and when I came to Salem this year, I was like, man, I wonder if we're going to have a community as well that is just eager and loves this sport as much. Kevin was telling me about how much you guys love the sport here. It's the 2-1 pitch. It's popped on the left field line, hooking over towards the line. It's going to be T.J. White makes the catch pretty much on the line, just in fair territory, called by Christopher Jenke for the second out of the inning. And, I mean, you guys welcomed me with open arms. It was such a chaotic start to the season, obviously with college ending. And then I could not think of a better job to begin post-grad life with than right here in Salem, Virginia. Some of the nicest people I've ever met. The community here is amazing as Miller takes the first pitch for a called strike one. I mean, Alan Lawrence, I have to thank him so much as well. A terrific general manager. He joined the broadcast today as well. Glad to get him on one last time here in 2022. 0-1 pitch, check swing by Miller. Appeal down to Juan Gomez. Says he went. And the Salem Red Sox are down to the last strike. A check swing by Miller on a pitch that went low and inside. 0-2 count. The Nationals trying to end the regular season on this high note of a win. Here's the kick and the deal. Miller, hard hit, ball out to right, and this will drop for base hit. Tyler Miller is not giving up just yet. He is 3 of 5 today. That is back-to-back singles from Miller in the seventh and in the ninth. So it's going to come down to Juan Chacon here with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. It's Fredericksburg 14, Salem 2. And I have to admit the players also as well. I mean, you get to communicate with these players. They're out here chasing their dreams as the first pitch is missed inside for ball one. Obviously, this is a dream of mine as well, to be broadcasting baseball and professional sports or college sports at any level. Just getting to work with these athletes as Chacon will rip one up the middle for a base hit. Back-to-back singles by the Salem Red Sox, and they're not going to go quietly into this offseason. So now Daniel McElveny will try to keep the inning going. Fans have stuck it out here in Salem. Getting as many at-bats as they can in before we go into the fall, into the winter, and then spring will come around once again here in Salem, and there will be Red Sox baseball back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But talking about the players, how great they were, how cooperative they were, as the first pitch is going to be a check swing, and Gomez says that McElveny doesn't go on for ball one. named Marcelo Meyer, Blaze Jordan, 19-year-old kids. Getting to go talk with them. Wise above their years. Also the college kids as well. You know, around the same age. You know, just finishing up school about a year ago. As McElveny will take the first pitch low and away for ball two. Obviously, like, they're a year older than they. But the point I'm getting to is here is how mature and how nice and caring they are. And it just goes to show that this Boston Red Sox organization not just drafts players based off their talent, but about how they are as human beings. 2-0 pitch, and this will miss low for ball three. And I wouldn't want to be a part of an organization that doesn't value that. Good human nature and the way they've worked with me this season, and we've created some pretty good moments throughout 2022. As here's the 3-0 pitch. McElveny takes the whole way for strike one. And obviously Luke Monts, you know, not that it wasn't the greatest second year here in Salem. Obviously big aspirations for him, but an incredible guy as well. You can tell he cares about getting these players in the development system, getting them up the ladder towards the major leagues. 3-1 pitch. He pulled the string on strike two, and the count is full for Daniel McElveny. So a 3-2 count. Payoff pitch coming up here for Daniel McElveny. They got Luis Ravello in the on-deck circle. If the game is able to continue. Both runners go. Pitches away. Swing. Going to miss. Strike three. Daniel McElveny goes down on a swinging strike three. And that does it here in Salem. A round of applause breaks out from the fans that stuck it out this whole season. The rainy conditions on this Sunday afternoon. It wasn't the prettiest end to the season. But still, 12 hits for the Salem Red Sox. Not too bad of a performance. But a 14-2 win for the Fredericksburg Nationals over the Salem Red Sox. It was a strong start out of the gate for the Nationals. Scored two runs in the top of the first, two runs in the top of the second, nine in the top of the third. And when that was over, it was 13-1 in favor of the Nationals. And then the Red Sox picked up one in the bottom of the fourth. They picked up one in the top of the sixth. And believe it or not, this game felt like so long, but we still finished under 3 hours. That's the summary of the minor league season here in 2022. You're going to have your offense. You're going to have your crazy pitching. But guess what? With that pitch clock, it's a whole new game. And get to experience that this season was unbelievable here in Salem, Virginia. With this loss, the Red Sox end the season 64-66, while the Nationals will go into the postseason 75-55. What 130 games it was this season for the Salem Red Sox. I was happy to experience half those games, 65 of them, right here in this broadcast booth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It was a wild season. You know, we started off, you know, so good in the way our team was laid out. Big name players, players that were contributing every single night, great human beings on the diamond, 6 days a week. And when our calendars turned towards May and into June, we started putting our aspirations out for the playoffs. And down that stretch, our longest homestand of the season, 12 games in 13 days, was probably the most magical time it was here in Salem. Every single time up, the Red Sox continued to add in every single day, and you could just feel the energy here in Southwest Virginia. And it was such an amazing opportunity to broadcast these games with the Salem Red Sox, to be with the players, to be with the coaching staff, to be with the front office, general manager Alan Lawrence, video production guy right next door, and Stephen Landon as well, social media coordinator as well, and Danielle DiBenedetto. Hopefully I said that one right, as it's 14-2 here. Fredericksburg has just taken down Salem. But I have to thank you guys so much for this season. I mean, it was such a complete honor to be here with the Salem Red Sox in 2022. So thankful for Alan Lawrence, our general manager, for providing me with this opportunity. Bill Roth, Kevin DiDomenico, with trusting me with this chance to be on the microphone here for the Salem Red Sox and call Salem Red Sox baseball. To all of you here in Southwest Virginia or all across the United States as well. We had some good times. We also had some difficulties as well. But this ride was surely worth it. And I'm going to remember 2022 Salem Red Sox season forever and ever. I'm going to remember these players as they make their way up in the show, the social media people, the video production crew, the coaching staff as well, including the front office. It feels like family here, and that's exactly what everyone hopes for when they go to work every day, is that they feel as if they're at home, and that is what you get when you come here 6 nights out of a week with the Salem Red Sox. Signing off for the final time this season, this is Andy Losey. It's a Fredericksburg Nationals 14-2 win over the Salem Red Sox. Thank you so much for joining us here on this calendar year. So excited for what 2023 has in store with the Salem Red Sox. There may be a new voice on the microphone as well from Virginia Tech. So make sure you guys open them with open arms as well. Thank you so much for a wonderful 2022. Thank you very much, Salem Red Sox, and thank you everyone that listened in, joined us here at the ballpark, and was a part of this terrific baseball season. Salem Red Sox come up short on their final day. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals 14. It's a Salem Red Sox 2. Have a great offseason, and we'll talk to you in 2023. Go Salem Red Sox.